I hear something saying.
Oh, that's right. That's what I was doing last week. I tell you what, I was out with the South Carolina Department of Transportation, and we were filling in potholes. A lot of you have seen our posts on Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio. And I am glad to report that today, we even made national and international news because yours truly was pictured standing there on the side of the roads with my red hard hat talking to two of the guys that were with me last week. That's right, Kevin McLaughlin was with me as well as Ryan Ballantyne, and we had quite a conversation about potholes. That's right. We went out to Flatwood Road, and that's a very heavily traveled road. In fact, both Kevin and Ryan told me that really that whole road out there is so old that it really needs to be redone. So we did some potholes. I kind of got their attention when I asked them if we were doing the throw and roll or the semi-permanent spray injection. What method were we using for repairs? They were pretty impressed. So we had a great conversation. I wanted to share part of that conversation. I sure hope you've been to our Facebook page and checked out the little video of me operating with Phil Wood on the Dura Patcher. That's quite an impressive machine. It actually, they clean out the hole, they throw some material in there, and then they top it off. It's a very efficient way to do it. I think in the time that we were there, about half an hour, they filled 7-8 potholes. That's how quick and easy this machine is. The old way of the throw and roll is what I really thought I was going to see. I had no idea I was going to be with most modernistic equipment. But in the throw and roll, they have to place sand on the track material to prevent tracking by vehicle tires. Then they have to wait for any water to dry. May require going back a second time to place the tack coat. Then the tack material prevents water from getting through the edge of the patch and helps bond the patch, and it just goes on and on. Then they have to go back and compact it. Well, with the Dura Patcher, it is literally minutes that they are working doing a pothole. You know, they also search, I think if I remember in this conversation, 20,000 miles of roads they travel during a year, looking for potholes, areas that need to be reworked. Not only do they do the potholes, but there's what they call, I think it's crocodile cracks. We would call it crazing or cracks. I think they call it crocodile skin or something. And they actually will patch that, because what happens when water gets underneath the road, it erodes it and causes it, the sublayer, to be gone. So I really learned a lot, and I really appreciated the fact that they let me come out and watch them do this project. And now, without further ado, I want to talk to Kevin McLaughlin and Ryan Ballantyne. Both of them are with the South Carolina Department of Transportation. Phil Wood was the one that was training me on the Dura Patcher and how to work it. But I tell you one thing to keep in mind. Number one, it's hot out there, particularly going into the summertime months. And number two, please slow down out there. It is really scary to be on the roads. And I can tell you this, when I was out there, they had a flagman, they had all this extra help out there, but they don't normally do that. So when they're out there working and moving up the road, make sure you slow down. It's pretty scary to be out there and see a car go flying around you, particularly when they've just put down some of this pothole material, and if the car gets in it, it can, you know, scooted up on you. So slow down. Be aware of the fact. Our workers are out there doing their job so that you can have a better experience on the road. So please respect the fact that they are out there working. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Without further ado, let's hear Kevin McLaughlin, Ann Eller, and Ryan Ballantyne right here on WCRS.
This is the pothole crew that's out here today, Kevin.
Yes, it is. It's Scotty is our foreman. This is Scotty's last name.
Anderson.
Scotty Anderson and his crew of, what, seven?
We have a five-person crew.
Five. Okay. So, and they're getting ready to patch, and we'll just watch them. This, I guess the hole's down here a little bit further. Got a blower to get the loose particles out of the hole, so that we don't patch over anything unstable.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems, isn't it? That you've got to make sure you get down to the bottom of it. Is that right, Ryan?
Yes, you want to clear out all the loose stone, any kind of bad base that you have under the roadway to get to something hard to be able to put it on.
Okay, so is that considered a pothole?
This?
Right here?
No, that's a travel lane.
Alligator?
Yeah, kind of alligator cracking.
Stand back, folks.
You know, kind of a dip in the end of it, so they're going to patch that too today. Whenever they set up like this too, or move along a road like Ryan was talking about earlier, we're not just going to hit that one little hole here and then go 3 miles up the road and hit another little hole we find. If they see stuff like this in their day,
right, they go ahead and fix it.
They're going to go ahead and fix it while they're here. So we can see what's going on right now is this apparatus I was talking about. The dump truck, of course, has got the rock in it, and that through a hopper is coming into this, the larger tube. A smaller tube there on the bottom takes the emulsion out of this tank on the left that we see, heats it, all this is heated, and the rock's heated, isn't it, Ryan?
What?
They heat the rock too out of the gun.
Yes, it does.
All that's heated and sprayed in place, and then worked level there with a rake. Now he's just spraying only emulsion on it now to give it kind of a little tack coat, to put a little more rock and emulsion on it.
So does that have two different like nozzles where it's coming out?
Yeah, rock and emulsion. They've taken care of that. That's a wheel path. What's caused this is a base failure below the surface. The base of the road is failing. Now this, what we're going to get to right here, is an obvious hole.
Well, now you talk about the base, and isn't this just temporarily, does it? How long would a pothole patch last?
Well, hopefully a little while. It depends. This road.
Well, what's a little while, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably last a few years if we're fortunate.
Yeah, it kind of depends on the situation. If it's something like this where it's on the surface, generally it'll, you know, pop out in a week or so. It just depends on where it's at.
Yeah, this road that we're on, we kind of didn't pick it strategically because of this, but it's a good road for us to talk about in that. You see this patch, that's a full depth patch that we contracted out. This road is, and the base of it is, it was never built to accommodate the heavy traffic that's on it. So in years past, we decided we're gonna have to do something more than just our crew patching it. We let a contractor do full depth patching. And if you ride up and down the road, you'll see a lot of these rectangular shaped,
right,
good surface mix asphalt patches, but they didn't just patch the surface. They dug down deep, 8 inches probably, and built up a patch. This road is also one that we've had trouble with patching and full depth patching for years, and it had been something that we would like to see resurfaced. Now,
and this is Flatwood. Is this Flatwood road?
And fortunately, through an effort from the legislature last year, they gave $220 some odd million for secondary roads resurfacing last year, and it was allocated to the county transportation committees. Greenwood County Transportation Committee got like $3.6 million.
I think it was $3.2
million out of that $200 million, and they chose a number of roads in Greenwood County to address with that money, and this is one of them that they picked. So fortunately, through that effort, we're going to get to resurface this road. And we won't just put asphalt on top of it because we know the base is poor. Well, the base was never really there. It was never really constructed with a base.
How old is this road?
Gosh, it's, you know, we don't really know that. It was probably brought into the state system at a, I could research that and let you know, but the highway department was formed in the 20s. You know, this road may have been there to the point where it was, it probably was as a wagon trail or a horse trail, you know. So it was probably brought into the system somewhere between the formation of the department and probably the 50s. Most of the roads came in kind of in that time frame. Now what we'll do when we resurface this road, because we know the base is poor, or again, it wasn't really ever constructed with a base, we'll do what's called a full depth reclamation to establish a base on this road and then put asphalt over it, whereby we'll chew up the asphalt and the dirt probably to 10 inches of depth or so, and then add cement to it in the process, add water, and that'll all harden, mix, harden, and form a base, a real base for a road, and then we'll put asphalt on top of that. And hopefully what we'll end up with is a kind of a perpetual pavement base where we don't have to address that again, we don't have to do full depth patching again, but of course over time, the surface course, the riding course, will, you know, deteriorate just as asphalt always does over time, and we'll have to address that somewhere down the road. But in a you know, well done and preserved through time, it, you know, it could last 15, 20 years before we have to, we see it get in this kind of condition again.
All right.
So I've said a lot. Any other questions? So you kind of right now, while they're in the air, they find, was that another hole or just another crack? So they're...
All right. I do want to get over there and get a few pictures of me standing there with the guy doing this. So we can get
any
this.
Tar on you, because that stuff will not.
Right.
Won't come off.
I understand.
It's got to come
off
with gasoline or something.
Gasoline. Okay, great.
All right. Well, that's one part of the interview that we did with Ryan Ballantyne and Kevin McLaughlin. Ryan is the resident maintenance engineer, and Kevin McLaughlin is the South Carolina Department of Transportation District Engineering Administrator. You know, one of the things I really appreciated is they took the time to explain everything on how this works. So I hope you're enjoying it. We actually, as you can tell, we're really on the scene. And I must admit, when I got out of my car, I think I had them a little bit buffaloed because I had my WCRS red hard hat with the glitter on it. They were very impressed that I came with a hard hat. Today, just for the record, today is a very important day. That was pretty interesting that it's been 20 years that the emergency management has been in existence. So, as you're thinking about what goes on and what a good job they did, I mean, you know, when we had Christy on, we talked about all the things that have gotten done since October when we had all the rain, and the only thing they do have left is some dams or whatnot that are still need to be fixed. I think most of the bridges are getting in good shape, and she was really pleased with how much work had gotten done. So that was pretty cool. This week they are getting ready to talk about some different issues on the road bills. They are going to talk about putting it into a committee or conference to be able to talk about how they can resolve the differences between the House version of the bill and the Senate version. So the bill is H. 3579, and the bill is to form South Carolina DOT and begin the process of fixing the roads and the infrastructure. It's going to conference committee to work out differences between the versions of each body passed. The House appointed their three members of the conference committee as majority leader, Shane Massey, gets to appoint the conference committee, and he selected Larry Grooms from Berkeley County, who was chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. Senator Hugh Leatherman has two appointments to the conference committee, but he has not made his selections. The conference committee cannot meet until Senator Leatherman makes his picks, so hopefully by tomorrow that will be done. So the Senate also passed Senate Bill 561, a bill that would remove several powers from the South Carolina DOT Commission and allow the secretary to make those decisions. So this is the things that they are working on to try to get things up to speed here. So as we get ready to move on, I do want to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Then I'll be back and we'll talk more about potholes and the Department of Transportation. Hey, don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. I'm right back here with you this afternoon, right here, live from Sharp Facets Gallery. I tell you what, we've been putting out all kinds of new merchandise over here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Make sure you check out sharpfacetsgallery.com for all the new arrivals and just see oodles of great deals right there. You know, Mother's Day's coming up. It'll be here. Okay, Jeff just made sure that I made sure that everybody knew these are one-of-a-kind distinctive pieces. You know, we had somebody in here this afternoon, and he goes, you know, you go to most jewelry stores, and everything is basically the same. You come here to Sharp Facets, and you find unique and different pieces. Boy, we sure were glad that he appreciated the fact that we have unique and different pieces. If your love does not fall into a predictable mode, then you ought to come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are, but we're adding all these unique pieces. You can check out a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them have made it onto our webpage, sharpfacetsgallery.com. And of course, we're always buying and buying sterling silver flatware. How many of you have sterling silver sitting in a drawer at home, not doing anything with it, hate to polish it? And so it's a great opportunity to bring it in. Right now, silver is up, oh, right around $17. So that's a pretty good deal, folks. Come see us. But earlier, I was kind of stumbling over the fact that today is April 25th. This is the State Highway Emergency Program, SHEP's 20th anniversary. So they had representative from local fire and law enforcement agency, as well as some members of the SHEP team. They, of course, all talked about how good the program is, how long it's been developing. And 20 years, it certainly has come a long way, particularly if you look how we were able to handle last October with the torrential rains and moving people out of harm's way. You know, we had damage up here. We had to move some people out, but nothing like what they had to move out down there in the Columbia and then, of course, down towards the coast. So good opportunity to pat themselves on the back and say, hey, this is a good thing. So if you are looking at things that need to be done, one of the things that people said to me afterwards is, well, how can you get work done on your road? Well, if you stay tuned with us, when I come back, I'm going to tell you there's a form for that, folks. That's right. You can fill out a maintenance work request. You also can fill out a form if your vehicle gets damaged because of a pothole or some fault of the South Carolina DOT. So if you would like to stay tuned, I would love it because I'm going to come back and tell you more about what's going on. We've also got some more interviews with Ryan Ballantyne and Kevin McLaughlin. Hey, I'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We know that the state is going back and forth on the roads, and I know that a lot of people are getting damage to their cars and being embarrassed about how our roads are. So that's why I went out with the pothole crew right here in Greenwood. We went out to Flatwood Road and patched a bunch of potholes quite quickly and efficiently. Let me tell you, the original method was to, what did they do? They did a throw and roll was the original method that they used to use. Our crews right here have this really cool piece of equipment. It's called the Dura Patcher, and it just moves right along. It cleans out the pothole, it throws some material in there, and then tops it with a type of asphalt to make it stick all together. But so it's very, very efficient. I don't know how much it cost. I never asked anybody how much it cost, but I'm sure it's a pretty expensive piece of equipment. In the following part, we're going to learn how much it actually costs to do a pothole, how fast they can do them, and a whole lot of other information about doing this. And I hope you appreciate what we went through to get out there and get this information for you. But Kevin McLaughlin and Ryan Ballantyne were so great to us. And you know what they told me? They told me they really appreciated getting some information out to the public in a positive manner. You know, so many times we complain about the guys. We complain about the potholes. We complain. We don't realize the guys that are out there working on the roads, they're just doing what they're told there, folks. This is an issue for the Senate and for the House to work out to be able to put enough money so that they can effectively fix the different roads. Without enough money, they can't do that. I think I was looking up an old article. It said like $147 billion over the next 20 years would take to fix our roads and put them back. And that really doesn't take into consideration new construction, expanding the roads. It's just upkeeping the roads as they deteriorate. As the guy said out there on Flatwood Road, that road really needs to be taken down to the surface and started over. One of the issues with Flatwood is because the road is so old, it was never made for all the heavy trucks that travel up and down that road. It also wasn't made with the idea, I'm sure, that it would be such an important road. So water can get underneath it. Once the water gets underneath the road, then it causes it to crack and get little cracks and whatnot in it. The crocodile cracking, or whatever they call it, just is an issue. And the more water that gets down into it, the harder it is to repair it. So without further ado, I want to play the second part for you, and when we come back, I'll have a few thoughts about that. So here it is. Ryan Ballantyne and Kevin McLaughlin and Ann Eller talking out there on Flatwood Road about potholes.
Okay, well, how much does it cost to fill a pothole?
Well, again, what we were talking about earlier, we measure in tons what we accomplish. So we don't count potholes, and we don't have a way to give a greatly accurate number, but Ryan's done some ciphering on it, and what they've done today, what we've seen so far, they've addressed like five areas. And am I correct, Ryan? It probably cost us about $12 for each area that they've worked on today.
Yes, it just depends on the materials we use. We have a couple of different options when we do patch, but the reports I ran encompassed everything. So, roughly right around $12 per pothole.
But now, to have a crew out here doing it, how much does it end up costing?
$12. That's with labor and equipment and everything factored in.
Wow. But that's like, what, 10 or 15 minutes here? Is that how you're figuring this?
We have daily work reports that we put in every time we get our time and put our equipment, material, and everything in. So whenever we put that in, it factors in all the costs associated with it. You know, that's how we got the numbers.
We kind of took our tonnage that we do a year, and we know basically what did we do? We figured out based on tonnage that you calculated for last year, and we knew that we come up with a number of like 20,000 potholes probably that have been done in Greenwood.
20,000 potholes?
And again, we don't have a way to say.
Roughly.
Yeah, so we were doing some, like I said, some ciphering on it. The best we could come up with, because we knew that would be kind of interesting, it was based upon how we measure things, and we did some math. So in Greenwood County last year, probably something on the order of 20,000 of these type of patches or holes were filled.
Roughly we had $660 per ton to patch. That's how much it costs with labor, equipment, everything involved. We spent $230,000 on pothole patching last year, and we factored in 50 pounds being the average per pothole for material, and that's how we came up with 20,000, did the math on it. So about 20,000 potholes somewhere around in there.
But as we're talking about potholes and everything and fixing the roads, this is just temporary. We need a full-blown effort, not only here in Greenwood, but across the state. Is that right, Ryan?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think? I mean, how long would it take? Here's just a hypothetical. How long would it take if they said, go out and do the roads, fix them all in perfect condition, or, you know, in really good condition? How long would it take to do Greenwood County? Any idea?
I don't have I have an answer. Okay. One thing is, you know, we work to resurface these roads with our local contractors. They do the work. This crew that's doing the patching, you know, is a great crew of guys that comes out and patches. But when we have to get this road to good condition, then it's going to have to be resurfaced by contract. If Ryan had all the money that I could allow him to have to resurface every road that needs it in Greenwood County, the struggle is going to be the industry, the local industry, gearing up to accomplish this work when it hadn't been there for them before. So they're in a position to kindly do and support what the state has done traditionally year to year. Now they are seeing some more monies and seeing a lot of talk about more monies, and it's probably in their head that they need to be thinking about ramping up. But yet, if they don't get a something to really do some planning with, and a non-recurring fundings, but recurring funding, and they see it for a long period of time, then they could probably look at it, ramp it up, and accomplish it a lot more. But that would be the biggest struggle. If we had all the money that we needed and we put it out there to bid to the contractors and the amount of forces that they have now, we know that we don't have the structure in place to really accomplish it quickly. It would be years.
It would be years.
It wouldn't be 1 year, it'd be multiple.
Wow. So how many potholes do you fill a week, just in a week? Just roughly. I mean, are you out there doing it every day, or?
I do have an answer to that question. I don't know how many potholes we fill a week.
Okay.
what we have is a patching crew. They're a dedicated patching crew. You know, if there are potholes on the roadways, which there are, we get calls every day, they are patching potholes. Now, what we'll do generally, 5 days a week, They head at 8 o'clock in the morning. They come back at 3:30 in the afternoon. And they're patching all day long. It depends on the materials, whether or not emulsion and stuff. We get that delivered from a different county. Whether their truck's down, equipment problems. During the flood, stuff like that, where we have other larger jobs where we need them. Put somewhere else. Obviously, we'll have them there for a couple of days and we'll go back to patching. So it just kind of depends. But 5 days a week, they're out there patching.
Yeah. You know, another question is the waterfall, the rain that we had in October, did that affect the roads in Greenwood also?
Yes, we're still finding damage due to the floods. Probably once or twice a week we'll get a call about a washout somewhere on the side of the roadway. We've had to get trucks of dirt delivered since October because we're putting dirt out onto the side of the roads, filling washouts more than we're bringing in. It's been a difficult time trying to find the funding, trying to find the time and to prioritize all the different work orders that do come in. Obviously if there's a hazard to the driving public, that's our first priority, and that's what we try to take care of. But I think at one time we had I think nine roads closed during the floods due to water topping the roads, and ever since October we've been finding washouts all over the place. So we've been trying to address those as we go. We do have one designated crew that handles those type of work requests, and they've pretty much been handling those since October, and I don't think we're gonna get caught up anytime soon, to be honest with you. So it's been an undertaking for everybody in Greenwood.
You know, and one of the other questions, I know that potholes actually are because of water, a lot of water damage, isn't it? Where a lot of it comes from, the water damage, and therefore the water getting underneath it. But also, doesn't it have to do with how the side banking and how the water can get underneath it?
Yes. There are a couple ways potholes happen. Once the pavement gets oxidized on top, it cracks, water gets up underneath the base that way. Another way happens is we'll have shoulders on the side of the roadway. We'll have high shoulders that are, you know, obviously the shoulders over top of the edge of the roadway. The water will hold there, and as the water sits on the pavement, it's going to soak in eventually. You know, has a majority, you know, water definitely plays a factor in it. Also, the amount of traffic that the road gets, Flatwood Road, it's not designed for all the truck traffic it gets with Powell's Trash Service, stuff like that. You know, it depends on the growth of the different places. You know, and the type of vehicles that are on the roadway, it's a lot of contributing factors.
Once that water inundates the base or the pavement, and we have more potholes in the winter and spring because of freeze-thaw cycles, because when water freezes, it expands, and then it thaws and contracts, and then it expands again and thaws and contracts, and that causes structural damage to the asphalt. And you know, even in, you know, South Carolina, we have that struggle, but it's even more prevalent up north because of the temperatures.
Now, another thing is the public can turn in a form to see about road repairs. Is that right?
There are multiple ways that the public can contact us, online, work request system, phone calls. All our office numbers are online, too, at scdot.org. And just... see a crew or know one of us, they can always let us know too. So there's lots of ways to get in touch. If they see a pothole, definitely get in touch with us. Or see some other type of hazard on the road or some concern about the roads, definitely get in touch with us.
And I guess really one of my last questions is, one of the things because of the potholes, something that I think a lot of people don't know is the fact that if your car is damaged by a pothole, you can actually turn it into South Carolina DOT, correct?
Yes, ma'am. You can fill out a damage claim form for us. If you turn it in, we do some research. If we have prior notice due to the pothole and we fail to take care of it, then the DOT will pay a certain portion of that back. Yeah.
Right.
They'll pay for it fully. It just depends on you know, the different situations.
Sure. And but you do need to keep your receipts, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to get a picture of where it was at, right?
Yes, we require pictures. We require two estimates, you know, from a reputable body shop. You know, if it's a windshield or something from due to a rock, that's you have to get a, you know, windshield place to do the estimates, and that's pretty much it. Fill out the form to get some pictures and some estimates, and copy your driver's license, and we'll do the paperwork from there.
Wow. Well, this has been really fascinating to be out here today. I tell you what, it is Ryan Ballantyne, yep, correct? And Steve McLaughlin, Kevin McLaughlin. We have really enjoyed learning more about the potholes, and I really hope that people will take notice and be safe out there. That's one of the big things, isn't it?
Certainly is. I'd like to stress that always. My crew's out here exposed to, you know, cars and traffic, and last week was National Work Zone Safety Awareness Week, and we'd like to certainly stress that when you're driving in work zones, to pay attention, slow down, and allow these people to do their job in a safe place.
Well, this has been terrific, and I really appreciate you guys letting me use that. What was that machine I was on, so I can know the name of it?
It's called a DuraPatcher.
A DuraPatcher.
Yeah, it's basically rock and emulsion mixed in a gun, almost, like, that shoots it out onto the pavement in these holes.
And I need to ask you, how did I do as far as doing my job today?
We're going to give you a A grade.
A grade, okay.
Yeah, give you a certainly helped out a lot, and we appreciate it.
Well, let's get a picture here, yeah.
The crew's already accomplished probably, you know, 10 or 12 patches here that, you know.
Well, we've been standing here talking.
Standing here talking. So.
Of course, I did help out a lot in that little bit that I did, right?
Took care of that one right there.
All right, get a nice picture here. How about that?
Oh, that's right. That was, that again was Kevin McLaughlin and Ryan Ballantyne. We had a good time talking about potholes. We did have George give me a call and say, Ann, did you contact them or did they contact you? I'll tell you how this started. Peggy and I for many times have been talking about coming up with a citizens brigade to repair potholes. I happen to be having Christy Hall on the show with us, and I was telling her about our pothole brigade and how we thought that we could go out and do it ourselves. And she said, Ann, how would you like to go out and do some potholes? And I said, I'd love to. Of course, it did help that she did see me on that big piece of equipment that when I was out there doing our remote for Piedmont Tech, the mini excavator. I think that's what kind of cued her up to this girl's up for anything. So if you haven't had a chance, please go to our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio. Check out the video. It's got over 800 views. I don't know where we are right now, but it's gotten over 800 views. And today, Talkers Magazine was so impressed by what I did that they put it in their daily magazine that goes out to all the talking radio people across the United States and overseas, too. It's talkersmagazine.com. So make sure that you do... check that out, WCRS.AM Radio. I've got a couple of other questions and a question that I want to answer here at the end. Andy, let's take a two-minute break, and I'll be right back.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones, too. But... we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. I'm right back here with you. We've got a few minutes as we go towards the top of the hour. But yeah, it was pretty neat to be out there running that Duro patcher. I wish I had one of those that I could put out there for everybody to just use. It would be pretty neat, but I'm sure it's a pretty expensive piece of equipment. But it sure makes them pretty efficient. You know, George wanted to know, actually Ralph wanted to know, how did we get on Flatwood Road? Well, it was their idea, just for the record. They wanted me to see a road that needed a lot of repair. And as Ralph said, the road is terrible out there. They said that that road was in existence before there was even, Greenwood County? That's how old that road is. So it never was set up for the amount of traffic that it gets out there. And, of course, there's lots of big trucks running on that road. So they say that is one of the prime roads that needs a total scraping it down to the surface and starting over. Will they get to do it? I don't know. But here's a tip of advice for you. I don't know if you know this, but on the South Carolina SCDOT.org, they have a maintenance work request form. You can fill out that form, and as they say, they travel 20,000 miles just here in Greenwood County, checking out the roads, repairing the roads, doing stuff on the roads. But you can fill out a form for them, and it is very simple to do. It's scdot.org. Go on there, fill out the form. Some of it has drop-down boxes that you can fill in. Some of them you can just describe it. I'm also sure you can, equally assure you can print it out and take it right here to our local SCDOT office, which is over at 510 West Alexander Avenue. So you fill out the form. It says it should not be used to report any kind of highway emergency. You report highway emergencies on 911 or to the highway patrol immediately. But this is for to submit a work request for maintenance. Requests are limited to the maintenance item. If you do not find what you want to report in the maintenance item description drop-down list, then please contact your local SCDOT office. The road name list only contains the names of roads maintained by South Carolina DOT, which is another issue. They don't actually maintain all the roads. It is the roads maintained by SCDOT. But it's a very useful form. Fill out that form. Get it to them over there. They'll take a look at it and see what they can do on that issue. Maybe one that they're not aware of. They were aware of Flatwood Road. Also, if you get damage to your vehicle, due to a pothole, etc., there is Form 2062, South Carolina Department of Transportation Damage Claim Form. You fill out the form. You tell exactly what happened. You do have to fill out an affidavit. You do have to go ahead and get it repaired, present them with a receipt or a couple of options for estimates, and then they will take it under advisement. I was amazed how much money, let's see if I can find it here real quick. South Carolina has paid about $40 million since 2010. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Since 2010 to settle road claims and lawsuits against the State Department of Transportation, with much of that money going to settle cases involving damages caused by potholes. The state newspaper in Columbia reports the number of claims has averaged 2,600 over the past 2 years, up from 1,600 on an average during the four preceding years. More than half the claims against DOT since 2010 have been for damage caused by potholes. In 2005 to 2006 budget year, the state paid $4.3 million to settle claims against DOT. Costs reached $8.2 million in 2014. Pothole-related claims are also on the rise, growing to 1,761 in 2015 from 960 in 2010. So that's almost double the number of potholes. Just wanted to bring these things up because it's very interesting, and yet our guys work so hard out there trying to do what's right. Again, I want to remind you, please slow down. We were out there, we had flagmen out there, but even I got a little nervous standing there on the roads with the guys because the cars would just come. Once they went by the flagmen, they actually went flying by. So please slow down out there. It really is pretty scary what to be out there working on the roads. And of course, some of those potholes are right there in the center, right on the center line. If you see the video, you'll see some of the ones we were working with. Certainly had to do with that. So please, please, please be careful out there going by. If you're not careful, let me tell you, something bad could happen. So that's why I say that. Please make sure you're careful. Please check out our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio, WCRS.AM Radio. Check that out so that you can see yours truly out there with Phil Wood having a great lesson. They say I passed with flying colors. I think Christy Hall viewed the video and said that I was passed pothole 101. I'm sure there's much more to it than what they showed me, but they sure cast some light on it. Hey, that's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Remember, two forms to check out. One, maintenance work request. That is on scdot.gov, I think it is. And then the South Carolina Department of Transportation damage claim form. Make sure you check those out. You'll be able to help them out, and they sure need to know where these things are at so they can fix them. That's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.